咁啊，经文取自耶利米书第二十九章一至十四节。
Today's scripture reading is from Jeremiah 29 verses 1 to 14.
我哋先用启言方式嚟读，先用中文，而家系英文读出。
We'll read this passage responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
耶利米书第二十九章一至十四节，我哋启言方式嚟读。先知耶利米从耶路撒冷寄信于被掳的祭司、先知和众民，并生存在的长老，就是尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷掳到巴比伦去的。会众，这事实在他借沙番的儿子以利亚撒和希勒家的儿子基玛利的手寄去，他们二人是由大王西底家打发往巴比伦去见尼布甲尼撒王。你们要盖房屋，住在其中，栽种田园，吃其中所产的。我所使你们被掳到的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祈祷耶和华。因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。因为他们托我的命对你们说假预言，我并没有差遣他们，这是耶和华说的。耶和华说：我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，我必寻见。一起读第十四节。耶和华说：我必为你们寻见。我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所提你们到的各处招聚了来，又对你们带回我使你们被掳离开的地方，这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah 29. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. He entrusted the letter to Elisha, son of Shaphan, and to Gemariah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. It said, Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce.Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
我們很高興再有李牧師為我們今天去正道，題目是城市使命。
We are very happy today to have Pastor Andrew Lee bring us today's message, City Mission.
各位新年快樂。 Happy New Year to all of you.
Okay, 高興今日又再一次同喺大家當中。
I'm delighted to be among you again today.
我記得40幾年前我初初嚟到美國。
I remember 40 some odd years ago I came to New York.
那我當時
I was only in my teens, I knew nothing.
所以我所知道的紐約市呢, 就是我在電視上看見的紐約市。
So the New York City that I knew was what I had seen on television.
很繁華的是美國最富庶的地方,而紐約是美國最富庶的地方,即是更加富庶的普通地方。
It is the most prosperous city in the United States.
但我好記得我第一次嚟到紐約市，我因為喺機場坐巴士去42街。
And I remember when I came, I took a bus and went to 42nd Street.
因為我要再喺呢個42街嗰個巴士站嗰度再坐巴士去我需要去嘅地方。
Because I needed to transfer to another bus to go to where I needed to be.
所以我好記得呢，因為我要等巴士，仲有幾個小時咁嘅，咁所以我就喺42街附近行嚟行去，咁等我個巴士到。
Because there was several hours before my next bus, so I was able to walk around around 42nd Street.
可能各位年輕人，你哋唔係40幾年前去過紐約市，冇去過40幾年前嗰個42街。
Perhaps for the young people, you've never been to the 42nd Street of 40 years ago.
你今日去到42街，你會覺得哇，真係好繁華，好燦爛。
And today, when you go to 42nd Street, it is a very nice and busy place.
我當天去到42街，我想轉頭翻返機場。
But that time, 40 years ago, when I first arrived on 42nd Street, I wanted to go right back to the airport.
如果你唔係好清楚，我等一陣講完道之後，你問我嚇。
If you are not clear what I'm talking about, you can certainly come up to me after this, the worship service.
因為喺電視 裏面見到的繁華，原來背後有很多的秘密是我見不到的，在電視上見不到的。Because
behind all that facade, I saw something that I couldn't have seen on television.
我第一個想法就是，哇，我是不是想留在這裡？
My very first thought was, do I really want to stay here?
我想問大家，好。 我相信很多大家當中的人都是有類似的感受。 你来到因为大家当中有好几位都是移民或者你是移民的下一代。
Because many of you are immigrants or you are descendants of immigrants, you might have very similar feelings as me.
所以你有没有想过你是属于你究竟是什么身份呢？
Have you ever thought of what kind of identity you have?
咁我呢度列咗几种嘅身份，唔知道你觉得你属于边一种咧
？So here I have listed several identities. Which one is you?
寄居者
，sojourner。
寄居者换言之就系唔系真系属于呢个地方啊？你迟啲系会要。会回到去你的真正的家那里。
Sojourner means that you are in a place that is not truly yours. Eventually, you go back to your homeland.
那移民呢就不是了，移民就是你会来到这个地方，让这个地方成为你的家。
It is different if you were an immigrant because you've come to this place and this place will become your home.
你放弃了以前的家，你要现在这个地方成为你的家。
You've given up the home that you had before, and this is your new one.
下一样咧，外籍居民同移工咧，就英文更加难听啦。
And it is, it has different connotations or not good connotations in English. Resident alien, migrant.
那我相信你唔会。叫自己用呢種名字去叫自己，但係呢個係本地人通常見到外邊嚟嘅人，佢哋會用呢一啲嘅話，呢啲嘅説話去形容佢哋。
Most likely, if you were in this category, you wouldn't use those words to describe yourself, but the residents here use these words.
嗱，最後一種就係旅客遊客。
Lastly, it is the traveler.
通常我都記得我去做遊客的時候我對每一個地方的感受都是不一樣的。
So I remember if I were a traveler to a place, my feelings are different.
我的感受不會像一個寄居者那種的感受。
My feeling would not be like a sojourner.
因為如果你是遊客的話，你去到花錢去一些美麗的地方玩完就走。
Because if you were a traveler, you are a consumer, and you would spend the money, and then you would leave.
但是一个寄居者，你知道要你喺呢度一个地方要留一段嘅日子，你有目的留下嚟。
But as a sojourner, you know that you're going to be staying here for a number of a period of time, and there is a purpose that you're here.
所以好似四十几年前我嚟到嘅时候，我知道我。是来到这里寄居，因为我要读书，我要读完这个书。
And when I first came 40 some odd years ago, I knew I was a sojourner because I came here to study.
所以对一个寄居者来讲，我相信很多位在座的可能有类似的感觉，就是你心里面有一种的矛盾。
So as a sojourner, there might be conflicts within you.
尤其是在四十幾年前，我初初見到紐約嗰個真貌嘅時候
，especially when I saw the real New York City 40 years ago，
我屬唔屬於呢個地方咧
？Do I belong to this place？
我應唔應該留低咧
？Should I stay here？
我留低嘅話，人哋會唔會呢度嘅人會唔會接受我咧？會唔會受落我咧
？If I stay here with the people。Accept me.
但如果我要离开嘅，我翻屋企咪好面懵吓。
But if I leave this place and I go back home, I might feel a sense of defeat.
咁所以我当时嘅谂法就系我要硬住头皮咁样留低。
So back then I thought to myself that I needed to stay here.
但个心里边好惊，因为哇呢个咁嘅黑暗世界。誰可以來幫我呢？如果我有困難的話。
But I had this sense of fear because I thought of this place as a very dark place and who will come to my aid?
所以我在我未到今天的經文之前，我想問大家三個問題。
So before we go into the scripture today, I wanted to ask you three questions.
我想問你關於你對生活嘅睇法。
I wanted to find out what your perspective is in terms of living.
第一個問題，你今天活喺你嘅生活裏邊，你係活喺過去嗎？
The life that you're living now, is this a life that you're living as if you were in the past?
我俾一個例子你，我太太去咗香港探佢媽媽。
An example, my wife went to Hong Kong to visit her mom.
因為佢媽媽有呢個老人嘅病，佢失去記憶。
Because her mom has problem with her memory.
所以佢記得嘅咧，只係過去。
So her mom only remembered the past.
佢記得嘅，佢仲係十幾歲去緊翻學。
She only remembered that she was in her teens and she was still going to school.
我諗我自己如果真係有同樣嘅病，我都希望我記得我十幾歲嗰陣時。
So I was, if I had the same illness, I hope that I would remember that I was still going to school.
咁所以有好多嘅人，佢哋嘅生命，佢哋仲係真係覺得，哇！以前最好啊，我最靚仔嘅時候就係嗰陣時啦。
So people tend to remember the times when they were young and when they were good looking.
所以如果你淨係活為咗過去而活嘅時候，你天天都會唉聲嘆氣。
So if you only live for the past, you would probably be sighing every day.
因為我記得我成日同我太太講話，你知唔知舊時我食碗粥幾多錢啊？
Because I often say to my wife, do you know how much I used to pay for a bowl of congee?
Okay, 第二個問題，你如果唔係為咗過去而活，唔係喺度經常活喺過去嘅話，你係咪現在活著係一天算一天嘅啦？
And if you were not, excuse me, if you were not living in the past, so my second question is,Are you only living for the present, one day at a time?
Now, 呢度有幾多人？我想問下大家，呢度有幾多人睇過一套戲叫做《秋天的童話》
？I want to ask,
哇，係有啲年輕人都睇過嚇，好厲害。
If you've seen this Chinese movie, An Autumn's Tale, and there were many who raised your hands.
裏面呢套戲裏面個主角咧，佢有個花名叫船頭尺。
And the nickname of this protagonist, was called the ruler at the bow.
有幾多人知道呢個船頭尺嘅意思啊
？How many people know what the meaning behind this ruler at the bow？
原來我同阿 Kathy 講起嘅時候，佢都唔知噶嚇。咁我教教大家。
So when I spoke to Kathy, Kathy didn't quite know what that meant. So I wanted to tell you.
中國人嘅船咧，船頭嗰度有一位人士，佢揸住支棍嘅。
In a Chinese boat, at the bow, there's someone who holds a ruler.
因為佢嗰支棍咧，佢要去度下個水有幾深。因為驚住隻船會擱淺啊。
Because he needs to use that ruler to measure how deep the water is to prevent the boat from going ashore. Get stuck.
所以呢位人士佢揸住啲棍咧，佢就係度水嗰個。
So this is the person who has this ruler that measures the water.
咁所以如果有一個人嘅花名係度水咧，就佢幾時都喺度度緊水，問緊人攞錢。
So someone with this nickname, the measure of water, means that he is constantly needing money, constantly asking people for money.
點解呢個戲裏邊嘅主角佢叫做船頭尺啦？因為佢經常使曬自己啲錢，佢日日都冇錢嘅。
So this protagonist constantly spends his money every day, and he never has anything that he saves.
他完全沒有為將來打算。
He never planned for tomorrow.
他日日都要活得精彩的。
He always wants to live beautifully each day.
本來我看這套戲的時候，我覺得很驚訝，為什麼有這樣的人啊？完全沒有為未來打算的。
So when I first saw this movie, I was kind of surprised that there would be someone who would never plan for tomorrow.
但是當我即係年紀慢慢大的時候，我才發覺，哇，原來這個我所住的國家裏面有超過一半的人口都是這樣的。
So as I grew older, I realized that even in this country, there might be 50% of people who live just like that.
所以第三個問題呢，我不知道在座當中有多少位是好像我這樣問的，是你照著一個將來的一個有個肯定的看法，你以為這個將來在活著每一天。
And my third question is are you living for a definite future?
今天我希望藉著神給我們的經文，可以幫助大家去在回答剛剛所問的三個問題，選擇哪個問題是屬於你自己。
So I hope that the scripture today would help us to answer which one of these three questions describe us.
所以今天我的講道呢，關於這段的經文呢，有四點。
So there are four points that I want to bring out in today's sermon.
第一點，猶太人是原版的寄居者。
That the Jews are the archetype sojourners.
而第二個問題是誰讓他們成為寄居者的呢？
And the second point is who made them exiles.
第三個兩個完全不同的未來的預告。
Third point, two competing visions of a future.
第四個就是你和我都是在地上寄居，是客旅。
Fourthly, you and I are sojourners on earth.
我們先來到看第一點。
Let us look at the first point.
我說猶太人就是原版的寄居者，大家相信都明白我的意思。
I think that you understand my meaning when I say that the Jews were the archetype sojourners.
因為亞伯拉罕猶太人的先父，猶太人的始祖，他最出名的地方就是神叫他離開他所住的地方，照神的說話去到他要去給他的那個應許地。
Because their forefather Abraham was a sojourner, because God had told him to leave where he lived and to go to where God tells him to.
所以我們今天看這段的經文呢，見到本來住在猶太地方的人，今天在這個經文裏面見到他們不再住在那個本土，而是來到一個異鄉那裡。
And today's scripture has a background of the Israelites not living in Israel, but rather to a different place.
因為他們跟外國打仗輸了，而這個外國的君王將他們發配去到另外一個地方。
Because they were defeated by a foreign country, and the king there exiled them.
我們來看看是哪些人被掳到這個地方的。
So let us see what kind of people were exiled.
我們在耶利米書的第29章第1、第2節那裡見到這裡有列了有些什麼人被掳。
In Jeremiah 29 verses 1 to 2, we can see some of these types of people.
被掳的人呢，有祭司，有先知，有太后、太监，有犹大里面的首领、工匠、铁匠，这些人。
And they included elders, priests, prophets, the eunuchs, officials of Judah and Jerusalem, craftsmen, metal workers.
換句話說呢, 秘魯的人呢, 是一些的, 重要人物, 有技能的人。
In other words, these exiles were quite important people. They were talented and important.
換句話說,他們是那些, 文化的先導者, 他們帶領文化的人,
and,
就是秘魯那些。
And these were the trendsetters of their culture.
為什麼這個, 打仗輸了,要老了這一班人去呢?
So why after they were defeated that the foreign king would exile them?
因為這個王怕著, 如果留下這些人在, 本土的話, 他們將來可能叛變, 不如將這些人全部擄走, 讓他們不會叛變, 讓這個地方可以繼續成為我要統治的地方。
That's because the foreign king was mindful of possible rebellion of these Jewish elite, and he didn't want them to stay in their homeland.
在40多年前,我爸爸將我送來美國讀書的時候,他心目中都是這樣想。
And so that was a similar mindset of my father when he sent me here to study 40 years ago.
他盼望我讀完書就會成為社會裡面的精英。
And he was hoping that after I graduate, I would become an elite of this society.
所以換句話說,其實我當時我爸爸的盼望都是我成為一個寄居者,去讀完書之後成為精英,回來本土。
So then the hope of my father back then was that I'd be a sojourner after I graduate from the schools here, I would go back.
所以我估你可以想像得到這些秘魯的人,他們心裡的感受是怎樣?
So then I think you can imagine how these exiles felt.
他們本來在自己的國家的時候,他們是精英,是文化的主導者。
Because in their homeland, they were the elites, they were the trendsetters.
但是去到一個外地,去到一個要去 流落在一個異土的時候,自己只是一堆垃圾,是奴隸。
They, when they were exiled to a foreign land, they felt like they were just disposable, that they were just refuse.
所以如果你將你自己放在這個地步裡面,我希望你可以想像得到當時他們的心情是怎樣。
So I hope that you can understand how they were feeling if you were in their place.
在這班人剛剛到埗的當中,耶和華將今天我們所讀的這封信寄給當地的人,當地的寄居者。
And Jeremiah? Oh, 耶和華.
耶和華神藉著 耶利米寫了這封信給一些秘魯的人。
Okay. And so God used the letter written by Jeremiah to describe in today's scripture.
有一個很重要的點是神特別想讓這些秘魯的人知道的。
There was one very important point that God wanted these exiles to know.
就是這個第二點這個問題,就是誰讓他們成為寄居者,誰讓他們成為秘魯之民的?
So who made them exiles?
我們在經文裡面看到有三節裡面講到誰讓這些人去掳到巴比倫。
So from the scripture, there were three verses that tell us who made them exiles.
第一節裡面見到,尼布加利撒從耶路撒冷掳了這些人去巴比倫去。
So, verse number one, whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon.
这个好似喺第一节就已经讲系因为呢个尼布加利撒王咧，将呢啲人掳咗去巴比伦。咁但系嚟到第四节咧，我哋就见到神自己讲话，就系我使他们从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人。
So from verse 1, we might think that it was King Nebuchadnezzar, but in verse 4, it says that God.Had sent them into exile.
更加喺第七節嗰度，呢度亦都係耶和華神自己講，我使你們被掳到那城。
And especially in verse 7, God Himself said, "I have sent you into exile."
嗱，如果你選擇相信第一節所講係尼布加尼撒王讓呢啲人放逐到去巴比倫嗰度。
And if you believe or if you think that verse 1 was true, then you would think that it was Nebuchadnezzar who was responsible for their exile.
你會諗住，哦，呢個王要我嚟到呢個地方，要我喺呢度做奴隸，要我喺接受呢度嘅文化，要學呢度嘅語言，做呢度嗰啲有錢人嘅仆人。
And so, if this was your mindset, you would be, the exiles would be thinking that I'm here, And I need to assimilate to this culture. I need to rely on these people. And I have now been enslaved.
可能你心里边就第一个感觉就系点解神会俾我嚟呢个地方？神系咪唔要我放弃咗我
？So perhaps your feeling is.Why has God sent me here? Has God forsaken me?
So, not just complaining, this new place, maybe complaining is constantly complaining
God. Not only are you complaining about this new place, perhaps you are complaining also about God.
Last week, a young brother told me.
Last week, a young brother in Christ had spoken to me.
He said he ordered a very expensive tennis shoes.
He just received something he had ordered, a very expensive pair of basketball sneakers.
But he still hadn't seen the box yet. It had been stolen.
But before he even saw the box that it came in, it was stolen.
是，我都见到很多年轻人的反应，有些不是年轻人的反应，是年轻人的妈的反应。
I can see some of your reactions.
但是他跟我说话，他第一个感觉就是要埋怨神。
So his first feeling was, oh no, I'm complaining. He was complaining about God.
好似神应该帮佢睇住对波鞋咁样。
As if God was supposed to be watching his sneakers.
咁所以如果有乜嘢失闪嘅话，就系神嘅唔对。
So whatever bad things happen, it was God not doing his job.
咁所以呢，如果你觉得尼布加利撒王掳咗我去呢个巴比伦呢个异地嗰度，第一件事你就埋怨神，话神你点解俾我嚟到呢咁嘅异乡度做仆人啊
？So if Nebuchadnezzar took you to become exiled, the very first thing you might do is to complain that why did God let me come to this place and become a servant?
神都唔想呢啲人咁样谂，所以佢特别写信讲俾呢啲被掳之民听，唔系尼布加利撒王将你哋掳到呢个地方，系我耶和华神嘅决定。
God didn't want these exiles to think that way, and that's why there was this letter.In which God specifically said, "It was I who sent you there here."
尼布加利撒王只是我耶和华神的工具，我叫他将你们掳到来这个地方。
Nebuchadnezzar is just a vessel that I use to cause you to come here.
因为我要你们来这个地方，因为有我自己的安排，有我自己的预备。
I wanted you here because there's something that I have planned for you.
我要成就我自己的目的。
I need to fulfill my purpose.
我记得好多好多年前咧，我同我哥哥，我哋都喺外地度生活同埋读书。
So many many years ago, my elder brother and I were here together, studying.
咁所以有一年嘅暑假，我哋都翻到香港。
So one summer we went back to Hong Kong.
但系咧，我哥哥咧就做咗一件好奇怪嘅事。
And my brother did something strange.
佢喺美國帶咗支美國旗翻去，然後先將支美國旗掛咗喺個廳度。
And he brought with him an American flag. And the very first thing he got home was he hung up this big flag.
大家想唔想象到個反應？我爸爸好嬲，好嬲。
My father was really angry.
佢話係我俾錢送你去讀書，唔係美國俾錢你讀書噶。
It is I who gave you the money to go to America to study. America didn't give you the money.
嗱，而家你想做美國人，唔想做香港人，唔想做中國人啊
？So now you want to be an American? You don't want to be a Hong Konger or a Chinese?
你唔想認你嘅家啦？你唔想認你就係本來係屬於依個地方，唔係屬於美國嘅。
You don't want to admit where you come from, and you don't want to admit that you are Chinese.
你唔想認我作你嘅爸爸啦，你想認美國做你嘅爸爸。
That means you don't want to admit that I'm your father, and you want someone in America to be your father.
當時因為我係細佬咧，我都冇乜咁嘅感受。但係到現在，我做咗爸爸之後，我先明白呢個當時我爸爸嘅感受。
And back then I was younger, and I was also a younger brother. I didn't quite understand my father's feeling. But now that I am older and I also have a son, I can understand.
所以我亦都少少明白到耶和華神。佢嘅感受，如果見到呢啲被掳嘅民，佢哋寧願認咗呢個被掳嘅地方個王做佢哋嘅父親，愛上咗呢個地方嘅宗教，愛上咗呢個地方嘅文化嘅時候，對耶和華神係幾大嘅打擊，幾大嘅悲哀。
And I can understand a little how God would feel if these exiles decided to forsake their identity as his people, but rather be assimilated totally to this foreign culture and looking toward King Nebuchadnezzar as their father rather than God as their father.
相信我哋在座当中，因为我哋好多都同移民有关系我哋都能够明白呢种嘅心情。
So I think that many of you having immigrant background.You probably can empathize.
所以我亦都將第三點帶到嚟。
So now I wanted to bring forth the third point.
耶和華神特別指出，你作為一個被掳之民，你對未來係點樣嘅睇法？我想同你講幾句説話。
And God wanted them to truly examine.Being in exile, how they feel. And God says, I want to talk to you.
因為在你的面前有兩個的未來，有兩個對未來的看法，我想你們清楚。
Because before you, there are two different visions of what the future should be.
在耶利米書29章第八、第九節，耶和華這樣說。
And in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 8 to 9, it says,
萬軍之耶和華以色列的神如此說，不要被你們中間的先知和占卜的誘惑，也不要聽信自己所做的夢，因為他們托我的名對你們說假預言，我並沒有差遣他們，這是耶和華說的。
Verse 8, For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel,Do not let your prophets and your diviner who are among you deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams that they dream, for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, declares the Lord.
当日那些假先知讲什么呢？
So, what did these false prophets proclaim?
当日的假先知就是说，哦，你们很快就会回家了，你们不会在这个这样的被掳的地方做奴隶做很久的，很快过几天就耶和华神就会接你回去了。
And the false prophets proclaim that, oh,No, you guys are not going to stay here long. You're going to just, you know, be here for a short time, and you're going to be going back.
因为耶和华神不会让你们受苦的，祂连选都不会让你们碰选的。
Because Jehovah God is not going to let you face harm. You wouldn't even be suffer from a scratch.
神特别想讲话，这些是假的预言。你不要相信。
And God wanted to tell them that these are false prophecy and don't believe them.
今天，我们经常听到有人会这样讲，说你信耶稣呢，你一点困难都不会遇见的，你一点伤损都不会有的，因为耶和华神随时都保护你的。
And you might, some people might say to you, oh, now, once you become a believer, you would never have any problems, and God would always keep you away from these troubles.
我记得我妈妈中风的时候，我去到医院探访她。在同一天，有一个传道人来探访我妈妈。
I remember when I went to visit my mom after her stroke at the hospital.At the same time, there was a pastor who also came by.
院牧嗰啲。
Oh, chaplain. Oh, a chaplain who came by also to visit.
咁当时我妈妈唔系基督徒。
And at that time, my mother was not yet a believer.
呢位院牧同我妈妈讲话：你信耶稣啦，你信咗你就会好翻。
And this chaplain told my mom, "Believe in Christ."And when you believe, then you will be better.
我妈妈好嬲。
My mom was really angry.
因为佢知道佢唔会好翻，佢唔会今日中风，听日就好似完好无损。
Because she knew that she wouldn't get better from the stroke, that she wouldn't just all of a sudden be fine.
佢唔单止对呢个传道人好嬲，而且佢对呢个传道人所讲嗰位神充满愤怒。
Not only was she angry at this chaplain, she was also angry at God. Because her future would not be changed whether she believed or not.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚所讲的，这些是假的预言。
So, brothers and sisters, just when we had said before, these are false prophets.
神没这样讲。
God never said that.
神清楚在祂写给这些被掳的人的信里面讲清楚，神不是这些假先知所讲那种的神。
And God clearly stated in that letter that was written by Jeremiah, and that God is not like what was prophesied.
因为假先知的话很快就会验明是假话。
Because the words spoken by these false prophets would be proven false very quickly.
这些假先知说，你过几天就会回家了，过几天你又大鱼大肉，好享受啊。但是过几天之后，这些被掳的人继续在异地做奴隶。
And the false prophets were saying that, oh, you're not going to be here long. You're going to be just here for a short time, and then you're going to go back, and you're going to go back to the life that you had enjoyed before.
若果我妈妈当天信这位院牧讲那句说话的话，她第二天就知道这个院牧讲的说话没实现到。
So if back then my mom believed in that chaplain,the very next day she would know what he said was not true.
但我们看看耶和华神他自己解释他为什么将这些人送到去这个异地那里。
So now let us take a look at why God sent these people into exile.
我哋睇睇耶和华神点样预备呢啲被掳嘅人喺呢个异地度生活。
Let us look at how God prepared these people to live in this foreign land.
所以第五节到第七节讲，你们要盖造房屋，住在其中，栽种田园，吃其中所产，娶妻生儿女，为你们的儿女儿子娶妻，使你们的女儿嫁人，生儿养女，在那生养众多，不致减少。我所使你们被掳到的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告，求祈祷耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
Jeremiah 29:5-7. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease, but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf.For in its welfare, you will find your welfare.
我想继续读埋十节同埋十一节。耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，为向你们成就我嘅恩言，使你们认回此地。耶和华说：我知道我向你们所怀嘅意念系赐平安嘅意念，唔系降灾祸嘅意念，要纪念叫你们。
And it continues on verses 10 and 11. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
所以換句話說，耶和華在70年之前已講地俾佢哋聽，你70年之後我會接你翻屋企。
So in other words, 70 years prior, God had already told them that 70 years later, you will be going home.
而佢預備呢啲人有生活嘅時候有指望，因為知道70年呢個日子。
And he prepared these exiles so that they will have hope.That they will be going back in 70 years.
而且耶和华神更再讲俾佢哋听，你喺呢一段被掳嘅日子里边，你要为你所住嘅地方求平安，让呢个地方可以得到神嘅丰盛。
And he prepared these people that while you are here in exile, you need to have the welfare of this land in your heart.
嗱，我想特别指出系一点在第七节里面，耶和华神叫这些被掳的民为这个地方这个城市祷告。
In verse 7, God had told them to pray for the city, to seek the welfare of the city where they are.
那为什么神叫这些丧失家园、丧失国家的人去为到佢哋嘅敌人祷告。
Why would God ask these people who lost their homeland, who lost their previous lives, to pray for their enemies?
我相信你喺你自己谂喺心目中，你都谂：哇！我如果要祷告，我梗系为我家人、为我所爱嘅人、为我朋友、亲人、邻居祷告啦。点解我为嗰啲杀我兄弟姊妹嗰啲敌人祷告啊？
So perhaps you think in a similar fashion. I would pray for my own family, for my friends, for things that I have to be thankful for. Why are you telling me to pray for people who are harming me, who are my enemies?
因为神解释话，我差你去呢个地方，要你喺呢个地方成为我嘅使者。
Because God told them that I have sent you here to this place so that you could be my ambassador.
成为代表我的人。
That you will represent me there.
我曾经在电视上看过一个短 視頻裏邊講啊，裏邊係啊呢個中國嘅外交官咧啊，被美國嘅記者啊啊訪問。
I saw an interview on television. It was a diplomat from China who was interviewed.
咁所以呢一位外交官咧就盡力咧想讓美國嘅記者啊，希望佢哋啊明白啊中國嘅。嘅諗法咧，就係願意美國同中國咧成為友好嘅夥伴，喺每一件事上面都能夠合作。
And the diplomat, the Chinese diplomat, was trying to present this view that China really wants to work with the United States, and China wants to have the benefit of both countries.
咁所以我唔想講多講呢一個視頻裏邊嘅內容，但係我想解釋，若果耶和華神叫我哋作神嘅使者，去代表佢喺呢個地方生活嘅時候嘅意思係乜嘢嘢啦
？So I just want to ask if God wants us to be His representative, His ambassador to a foreign land. What is God's purpose?
神叫我哋特別去為到呢個地方，呢個未認識耶和華神嘅地方去禱告，願呢個地方能夠認識耶和華，知道佢嘅美好，知道我哋嘅神係創天造地，係慈愛、憐憫、寬恕嘅神。
God wants us to pray for this land where people were not believers.And wants us to pray for their welfare.
神要当天被掳嘅人都将福音带到去巴比伦呢个冇神嘅地方。
So God had brought His people to a place where they didn't believe in God.
神将呢一个使命交俾呢啲被掳嘅人，要佢哋当日住，唔系为咗。唔係為咗憤怒，唔係為咗怨恨，唔係喺度埋怨神嘅咁樣嘅生活，而係有一個真正嘅目的，一個使命去生活每一天。
So God sent these people into this exiled land, not so that they would complain about their struggles and their difficulties, but there is a mission for them.
喺耶穌基督嘅身上，我哋就見到一個神。自己的願望在基督身上成就。
And in the person of Christ, we see the fulfillment of God's promise.
神將佢嘅愛子差去地上邊呢個黑暗嘅世界，充滿罪嘅世界，唔係要佢受苦，唔係要佢埋怨神，而是要成就神自己的旨意，愿福音临到地上。
So God sent His Son to this land, a land of darkness, not so that He would just complain, but rather that He would fulfill God's will.
耶稣基督佢甘愿嚟到呢个地方，佢舍弃自己本来嘅富贵，为咗让呢个地上嘅人。在罪里面受苦的人能够接受福音，得到永生，得到福乐，得到前景，有指望的日子。
So Christ came here on earth, so that He will bring forth the salvation, and the reconciliation.
因为耶稣基督应许。虽然你继续会在地上这个有困难的地方生活，但是将来我要带你回去你的真正的故乡天家里面有永生的福乐。
And Christ Jesus said that yes, indeed, you will have trouble here, but one day I will bring you back to your heavenly home where you will have joy.
当天耶稣基督在地上受苦、受出卖、受鞭伤、受一切的苦难，为着带来真正的 福乐，真正嘅平安。
Christ, was beaten, was crucified on earth so that he could bring us hope and joy.
耶稣基督话佢要回到天国为信佢嘅每一位弟兄姊妹预备地方，让我哋同佢喺天国里边同享神所预备嘅嗰个永远嘅盼望。
And God and Jesus says that he is going to his father's home to prepare a room for us.
所以我想第四点嚟到你同我都系喺地上寄居嘅。
So the fourth point is that you and I are sojourners on earth.
我想特别请大家好留心咁听以下十二到十四节呢段经文。
I would like you to really pay attention to verses 12 to 14.
因为我相信今日经文好容易估得到我下一步要讲乜嘢。
Because today's scripture and sermon would also lead you to understand the next sermon that I will preach.
唔系咁嘅意思。我話今日我相信大家都喺度打緊喊路，因為你覺得啊，你講嘅嘢我全部聽過曬啦，幾十年前已經聽到而家。
Sorry, so you might be thinking to yourself, oh, you know what you've just said, I've heard it many times.
但係可能你聽過，但係我都請你留意十二到十四節經文。
Perhaps you have heard it before.
因為可能你聽過好多次，但係你冇專心聽得。
Perhaps you have heard it many, many times before, but I still would like you to really pay attention to these two verses.
Three verses. 十二节，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们要寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳嘅人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方，这是耶和华说的。
Verses 12 to 14. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you.declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile.
耶和华神在这里给了一个极大的应许，极大的应许给大家。
Jehovah God had given a really great promise.
但是这个应许只是给那些明白自己所在之地，所在的地方，神的目的的人，这个应许只是为这些人而设。
And this promise is just for those who understand God's will.
耶和华说，如果你知道我差你来这个地方是有我自己的目的，我要你成为这个地方代表我的人，作我的使者，在这个使命里面生活的话，你可以随时来祷告我，寻找我，我都会被你寻见。
So if you truly understand why I sent you here, the purpose I sent you here, then you will pray and I will answer.
今天很多人啊，成日都会同牧师讲，问牧师一个问题，话我成日都祷告噶，我祈嚟祈去，神都冇答过我噶。
And some people might say, "Oh, I pray all the time, but He doesn't answer."
因为神唔系话你任何一个想法、任何一种嘅意念，我都会应允你。
Because God doesn't promise that you could pray however you want, whatever you want.
神话你要专心仰望我，我就会被你寻。
God says you will need to seek me, find me.
From all your heart.
From all your heart.
因为点解？今日好多人都想祷告啊，因为我心里边哇，嗰架法拉利好靓哦，哎，我想要啊，我祈求神叫佢俾我，或者哇嗰、那个哎，唔好意思，我唔应该贪靓女吓，但系好多人都系睇呢样又心花花，嗰样又心花花，但系佢哋嘅心系咪放喺神身上？唔系。
So in people's heart, we might be going after a name brand car or something beautiful, and, you know, so you're going after this and that, but is that seeking God in your heart?
今日嘅人一过一天系一天，根本唔系未来打算，唔知道神所预备嗰个未来。
And you might be living just from day to day, and you don't have any kind of plan for tomorrow, and you definitely don't know what God's plan is for you.
今天就算喺基督徒当中，我哋都甚少将我哋嘅全部嘅心思意念放喺神嘅身上。
Today, even Christians, we don't often think of what God has planned for us.
今天我哋拎起新聞，我哋睇一啲日常發生嘅事，無論係歡喜嘅事，或者係苦難嘅事，我哋都用人地上人嘅眼光去睇呢啲嘅消息。
So today, when we read the news, watch the news, we often have our own perspective, whether it'sa good news or bad news, but we seldom think of it from God's perspective.
但若果我哋有神嘅眼光，知道神自己嘅自己嘅应许嘅话，我哋睇呢啲嘅未来，睇现在嘅事所发生嘅时候，我哋唔会惊慌，我哋唔会惧怕。
But if we look at it from God's perspective, and when we see what is happening, we would not be anxious or scared.
神将我哋放喺一啲困难嘅地方，当神差遣我哋去到一啲未信嘅人当中嘅时候，我哋知道神预备我哋做一个点样嘅人。
And when we go to a place that is difficult, when we need to share our faith with a non-believer, we will not be afraid because we know what God's will is.
因为神要预备我哋喺呢个时候就成为。
Because it's at this time God is using us as His vessel, and to also live out the spiritual fruit.
咁刚刚我讲我嚟咗呢个地方四十几年啦，咁所以你都好多人都喺度估紧我几多岁噶啦。
So many of you might have surmised what my age is because I had mentioned I came here 40 some odd years ago.
咁但系其实我解释俾大家听，我都到最近呢几年我先至明白神嘅心意。
But I need to tell you, it is only this last few years that I began to understand God's will.
我后生啲，我年轻啲嘅时候，我好在意其他人嘅意见。
When I was younger.I used to pay much more attention to how others think of me.
我好在意啊，嗰个人点样谂我噶？哎，嗰个人讲呢句说话系咩意思噶
？I focused on how people looked at me. I focused on the meaning behind their phrases.
对方有讲一句说话，或者冇讲一句说话，都可以令到我谂成半日噶。
And I would spend half a day thinking, oh, why didn't this person say that? Why did he say that?
所以早我年轻啲嘅时候咧，我过得唔系好好，因为我经常惧怕人对我嘅睇法。
So when I was younger, I didn't live happily because I was constantly worried about what others thought of me.
但系最近呢几年，我先至发觉，原来我应该心思意念都放喺神嘅身上。
But only these last few years that I realized.Everything, my mind, my spirit, should be focused on the Lord.
我现在先至知道我自己以前系几愚蠢。
And only now did I realize how foolish I was back then.
我現在先至知道我應該可以瞓得好好多嘅。
Now I realize I can really sleep well.
弟兄姊妹，我同你講我嘅故事，我相信呢個故事可能都同你有關係。
Brothers and sisters, I share this story with you because I think that maybe you can relate.
神要講俾我哋聽，我哋都係神自己嘅兒女，係神差我哋喺呢個地上作寄居者，作佢嘅子民，作佢嘅工具。
And God sent us here to be sojourner, but that we can be His children, that we can have citizenship.
神要祝福我哋，而藉著我哋要祝福萬民。
God will use us to bless others.
神预备一个更好的地方，要我们得永生，得福乐。
God has prepared a place for us, and we will be there eternally.
我们每走的一步路，是困难，是喜乐都好，都有神与我们同在。
Every step that we take, even if they are difficult, we always have God's presence with us.
特别在最困难的地方，特别在最软弱的时候，神与我们同在。
Especially in circumstances and moments when it is most difficult, God is there with us.
保罗特别提醒我们，在我们软弱的时候，神要显出他自己的能力。
Paul had reminded us that God's strength would be shown forth when we are at our weakest.
所以今天特别是最后这几节的经文，神要澄清，专心仰望我，因为我眷顾你。
And in these few, last few verses, God declares that, that we can look to Him, we can seek Him in our hearts.
所以当我们再回回到我们之前问过三个问题，你的过去、现在和将来，你有没有什么的看法的时候。
So now if we go back to those three questions about your past, your present and your future, now what do you think?
你的过去不会因为你过去的罪，你将来会得到，因为在神里面你有宽恕。
And in the past, your past sin had been, and your present sin,have been forgiven by God.
虽然现在你可能遇到一些暂时的困苦，但是神要帮你解决一切的问题。
And maybe at the present you have suffering, but God will be there for you.
你可以欢欢喜喜地过一天，因为未来有神自己掌管，有神自己的预备，有神自己的差派。
You can joyfully live each day because God has His will.
因为这一位差遣你的神是爱我们的神。
Because the God who sent you is a God who loves you.
所以我选了最后一首的诗歌，希望大家去思考内容。
So I have chosen a hymn, and I would love for you to contemplate on its content.
当然我不会跟大家唱这首歌。
I'm not going to sing.
今天已经够冻了。但是我希望大家明白，你的未来在神的手里面，好像母鸡照顾着小鸡仔这样去过每一天。
I want you to understand from the lyrics that God has your future in His plan, just like a mother hen that protects its chicks.
你的未来不是要惊慌，不是要惧怕，而是藉着神过荣耀的日子。
You need not fear your future because you will have God along with you.
我先祷告，然后我们一起唱。
We'll pray first and then we'll sing the hymn.
亲爱的天父，我们多谢你，因为主啊，我们本来在黑暗里面，在惧怕当中。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, because we were in darkness and in fear before.
但是你开我们的眼睛，看见我们自己的罪，也看见这个世界里面的黑暗。
But you opened our eyes to see the sin and darkness.
你让我们能够回到你的身旁，藉着基督补血，藉着祂的牺牲，我们有真正的未来。
In Christ's blood, in Christ's sacrifice, we have been redeemed.
让我们有真正的身份，是作天国的子民，天国的儿女。
That we have this identity as citizens of heaven.
主啊，你亦都俾我哋有前边嘅使命，求主你赐能力藉圣灵，我哋能够将你所交托嘅都成就。
And Lord, you've given us a mission so that through the Holy Spirit, we may be able to accomplish.
愿主你喺地上喺天上同样咁得荣耀。
Lord, may you be glorified in on earth as it is in heaven.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.